Super Agent Lee Steinberg. He's in the news because Vince Young, former Texas superstar quarterback, has signed with him with hopes of breaking back into professional football. Mr. Steinberg, we appreciate you hopping on tonight. And just right off the top, VY is 33. He's still a beloved figure down in Austin, and the University of Texas actually created a position for him at the school where he draws a paycheck. What is his main motivation for his comeback to get back into professional football?
Hi, DJ. Hi, Clarence.
How you doing,
Lee? I'm good. Actually, he's made a very successful transition into second career. He works in a good position at UT. He's got a steakhouse. He works for the Longhorn Network, a charitable foundation, a successful marriage with a great kid. So by all conventional standards, he's in a happy place. But he's got a yearning to play more football. He's got some unfulfilled dreams. And yes, he's 33, but at the quarterback position, it's replete with situations where people play into their late 30s. If you don't get hurt in the legs, you can still throw the ball. And he's got this unfulfilled dream of playing more. He also wants to have a higher platform for a number of projects he has in terms of being a role model. And so I met him through Earl and Christian Campbell, and we sat down at the Super Bowl, and I could see the fire in his eyes. So I thought, well, it would be an interesting comeback story. And so we've been weighing options.
You know, Lee, I was at your Super Bowl party, your annual Super Bowl party, one of the best parties at the Super Bowl for decades now. Was it during the party, or was it before that, or was it after that? Did you and Vince, you know, had this conversation and decided to break it? I know he was there. I know Earl was there at the party. And is that where this came about, or had y'all been talking before that?
We had talked on the Wednesday night prior to the Saturday, the Super Bowl party, and he expressed some interest then. But I think he was also blown away. I mean, there were 4,500 people at that party, and I don't think he'd been out in a group like that. And I think he was overwhelmed by some of the reaction and love that he felt expressed there. There were, Ricky Williams and Earl and a fair amount of UT people. So, but he was motivated before that. It's something he'd been thinking about. And I know it's not conventional, but it doesn't have to be. Each person can sort of fulfill their dream. What people don't realize is very few athletes willingly retire from pro sports. They get hurt or a team doesn't want them. And even when they do retire, you'd be surprised how many athletes call up and they're yearning to play again. So, you know, the question is, what's the best form? Does it make sense to do it one step, two steps? You know, where is he in terms of his skill set? And, you know, can he still deliver a quality performance?
You know, before we move on to Pat Mahomes, I got a couple more questions on Vince. Number one, what type of shape is he in? Number two, I see you reached out to Saskatchewan. You know, is going to Canada, you know, I don't know if years ago he really didn't think about or wouldn't consider going to Canada. That's open to him now. He's open to going to Canada now to get back in the league?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you really have to explore all the options. And Canada's a little different. They play three down football. The field's wider and longer. But, you know, history is replete with the Jeff Garcias, Doug Flutie. You know, I had the experience with Warren Moon. They all had a good time up there and were able to transition back. In terms of what kind of shape he's in, well, compared to, an aging pot-bellied lawyer, he's in wonderful shape. Probably compared to the NFL, he's not totally where he'd want to be. But what you would do with him and what I've suggested is that we put him through the same type of training you'd put a Patrick Mahomes through, which is to put him into a combine training situation, have him work with a quarterback expert to you know, get his mechanics, you know, shaped up, and you put him through that same exact circumstance. So he's cut and lean, and he's at the top of his game before he'd ever report to a training camp.
Has he started that process yet?
Yes.
Where's he training?
Somewhere in Austin. He's just beginning that. But I've seen what can happen in 6 weeks with slightly more conditioned but much more beat up college athletes coming out of a season, and they can do remarkable things with advanced nutrition and advanced training techniques. It's so much better than it was even 10 years ago, and they can really do amazing things in terms of shaping up the body, especially for an athlete, pretty quick.
From a mindset standpoint, is he mature? You know, has he learned from some mistakes? Does he have the finances in order? Is he ready to take this next step from a mental standpoint? Because that's what people are going to question.
Well, you know, and I understand that. Because to me, I never really got what happened with Vince because he's freakishly talented. But I was on a panel in Austin, I guess last spring, and it was on the subject of athletes and high tech. And he sat next to me, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, he was eloquent. And then I met his wife, who was totally sharp and squared away. And so the Vince Young I see is someone who's got a very bright financial planner around him, who's got the same thing Earl Campbell had, which is the cream of Texas alums around him, very talented people who don't want anything from him. He strikes me as mature. I mean, you're talking about someone who's 10 years older, and so that maturation process is sort of natural. And he's been surrounded by people that have high expectations for him. And I don't know what he was like before, but, you know, he fits the mold today of the bright second-career-oriented role models that I like to work with.
Talking to Super Agent Lee Steinberg here on Game Night, talking about representing Vince Young and his comeback to professional football. You also represent Pat Mahomes, and at this point, there are lots of mock drafts floating around, and I know it's still early in the process, but it's very wide-ranging in where he's projected to go. In your eyes, what makes Pat Mahomes worthy of a top pick?
Well, first of all, you can take those draft prognostications. And I hope your listeners understand that the draft is individual teams selecting for themselves individually. It's not a vote, you know, on the front page of the Houston Chronicle or the draft experts on ESPN and the NFL Network. So teams are going to fall in love with him. He's going to find three or four teams that look at him as having the strongest arm in the draft, that see video of him throwing off his knees for 70 yards, who see him as someone who can extend a play in a freakish way, as someone who's very bright, comes from an athletic background with a godfather in Latrell Hawkins, who pitched for 20 years in the majors, his own father for 12 years in the majors, who's tough as nails, and who's playing in the spread. And now you have every college in the country playing in some kind of offense that's not pro set, so they all get questioned. But Cliff Kingsbury played in the pros. There's some aspects of that game that have more pro into it than you'd think, who's taken snaps under center in practice. And he's going to be a franchise quarterback for somebody. So, you know, remember you heard it here first. He's going to get drafted, you know, no later than somewhere in the middle of the first round. And you can read for these next weeks that, you know, he'll go behind Trubisky, Mahomes, Kaiser, you know, name a whole bunch of quarterbacks. But when the draft comes down, Patrick Mahomes will be taken high with the team that has fallen in love with him.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some mock drafts even this week that have him in the first round. And, you know, before the season, you know, you would have never thought about him being drafted higher than, say, some other big-name guys, maybe a Chad Kelly or something like that. But he has risen throughout the season and since the All-Star season with a lot of prognosticators and I'm sure among teams. Who would you compare him to? I mean, you've had a lot of quarterbacks. Who do you compare him to? Who do you see him, his game patterning after?
You know, at the best, and this is a tough comparison because Aaron Rodgers is so great, but at the best, an Aaron Rodgers. A little bit of Ben Roethlisberger.
Wow.
It's just in the ability to big, strong, can throw the pass, and can get out of the pocket. The Detroit Matthew Stafford, you know, is somebody else you might take, like a combination of the three of them, but he's got the livest arm, can throw from any direction. And remember, scouting hadn't even begun. He couldn't play in an All-Star game, so he's got the combine. He'll light it up at Pro Scouting Day in one-on-one team settings. And remember that you can't win in football. You cannot get to the Super Bowl without a franchise quarterback. So when all is said and done, there's still heavy needs at the position by teams, and they will be out quarterback shopping. Every year they say it's a terrible quarterback draft, and yet every year you'll see three, four quarterbacks go in the first round.